Hello and welcome to another sunny podcast brought to you from Daily Info. We record the Oxcast every week and tell you all about our favourite events that are happening in and around Oxford.
For example, this week I'll be talking about tragedy and trees.
I've got chalkboards and cooperatives.
But first of all, I have a public service announcement for you. I've just seen on Twitter that someone at Truck Festival found a Samsung Galaxy S3 Mini with a puppet background on it. And if you're the one who's missing it, then go to @truckfestival and you'll see the tweet retweeted and hopefully get your phone back.
And if you do, let us know so we know we're doing good in the world.
First event of the week though, Shades and Mermaids at the Burton Taylor is on tonight and tonight only. This is a double bill of shows from award-winning slam poets Lucy Ayrton and James Webster. And both shows are going to be going to Edinburgh as well this summer. So Lucy Ayrton's show is The Splitting of the Mermaid, which is a dark retelling of Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid, but in which she explores the attitudes, experiences and expectations around women in modern society.
And it's set in Hull, I think. It's post-industrial Hull,
nice.
Just to give you a gist of the grittiness of it.
Then on the other side of it, that is 50 Shades of Webster by James Webster, where James is visited by his future self, who calls his contemporary self a douchebag, and then they have an argument and he tries to become a better person. But they are both brilliant slam poets, won loads of awards, and for those of you going to Edinburgh, 50 Shades of Webster will have 7 dates at Electric Circus, and The Splitting of the Mermaid will be on Underbelly for most of August. But tonight it's on at the Burton Taylor Studio, 7:30, and tickets are £8.
And they're just about to go off to Edinburgh, so you'll see a very polished version. It's not going to be like a March preview that comedians do before they go off in August. It's going to be pretty much the finished product before people in Edinburgh see it, which
exactly.
Is exciting.
Don't have to go all the way to Scotland.
If you want another Fringe Festival, if you're not going to Scotland, how about the Henley Fringe Festival? Oxfordshire has a Fringe Festival in Henley. It's actually in its 7th year, but this year it's the Henley Fringe and Film Festival. For the first time ever in Henley-on-Thames, there is a film festival. Screenings are at the Regal Picture House, and there's a really interesting selection of shorts, including some really beautiful looking animations. And there's 4 different kinds of shorts, and then there's an award ceremony, I think they're going to pick their favourites. But all of them look really interesting from people all over the place. The Fringe Theatre includes children and family theatre, musical theatre, comedy, music, Shakespeare and drama, the usual lot. Some of the events that stood out to me include a one-man Hamlet using the original text and just one bloke, which is interesting. And also later this week there's going to be Improv Noir, who are an all-female comedy troupe who improvise a darkly comic film each show. You can either do the show or you can have a meal and watch the show as well. And you can find out about all these performances and more on henleyfringe.org or on Daily Info. The festival opened yesterday and it's running all the way until Sunday the 27th of July. So never mind Edinburgh, go to Henley.
Well, from Hamlet to Lear, the Globe on Tour with Oxford Playhouse Plays Out are back at the Bodquad this summer. Last year they did an incredible all-female Tony the Shrew. It was by far the best Tony the Shrew I've seen.
It was
amazing. And this year they're touring King Lear. It's starring Joseph Marcel, who played Geoffrey in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
One for the kids there.
Which is incredible. And it's a study of ego, suffering and the human condition. And George Bernard Shaw said of it, "No man will ever write a better tragedy than Lear." It is a beautiful play. It's running Tuesday to Sunday this week and next week, so until the 3rd of August. Performances are 7:45 plus a 2:30 matinee on Sundays. And before each of the evening shows, they've got pre-show talks delivered by members of the Oxford University English faculty. You have to book for those in advance and tickets are limited. And they've got different speakers every day. You can still see the full lineup on the Playhouse website.
So you can choose what day to go depending on what speaker you might like to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. And this is going to be going back to the Globe, and I think they're going to Yorkshire and then they're touring all over America. But it's clearly going to be a proper quality production. It's about £22 full price tickets, but completely worth the price.
And there'll be a review on Daily Info later this week. Over to the Pegasus Theatre, who are this year teaming up with the Northwall Arts Centre to produce the 3rd International Youth Arts Festival, which they call MESH. It's a really unique festival that is created with, by and for young people. And the Pegasus Theatre involve young people in their work throughout the whole year. They have members of their young committee on interview panels, which is scary, but also brilliant and very interesting for them. But importantly, MESH Festival is about bringing young people together from different cultures. So there are kids coming over from France, Germany, Netherlands, Croatia, Thailand, Russia and South Africa to the UK, to Oxford, to come and perform shows that they've created and also collaborate on new projects with each other. As well as the performances, there is the Grand Debate on Sunday, which is at 1:15 at the St John the Evangelist Church. This is going to be a free open debate with a panel of writers, academics and young people to discuss how stories reflect, comment on and change cultures. So that's completely free. Other events are ticketed. You can find all the details on the Pegasus Theatre website or on Daily Info. And if you see loads and loads of foreign students, it's not just EF, it's also thanks to the Pegasus that they're taking up the streets.
Young foreign students, but without the yellow backpacks.
The ones without backpacks aren't kind of looking creative. They'll be the ones involved in mesh.
More theatre and even more tragedy now. The Cap and Bells is at Arts at the Old Fire Station this week, Thursday to Saturday. This is an obscure Sicilian tragicomedy by Luigi Pirandello about a jealous wife, an absent husband and a philosophical clerk. Normal life in the Higgins household.
Yeah.
Written in 1916 when Pirandello's both sons were off fighting the war and he had a paranoid schizophrenic wife at home who was convinced he was committing incest with his daughter, who later killed herself. And this all filters through into the play. But apparently it's not quite as dark as all that. There is like a lighter side to what it is. It's a tragic comedy. It's produced by Shock Troop Theatre, who are a local group who aim to put on less mainstream productions in local venues.
They are achieving that very well.
They are indeed. And it's Thursday to Saturday at 7:30 at Arts of the Old Fire Station. Interesting one, that one.
Also on Thursday, there is a workshop at the St Audit's Tavern brought to you by the Oxford Creative Assembly, or the OCA. They generally host free series of talks and practical workshops to inspire creativity and collaboration in Oxford. Their last couple of talks are actually available as recordings on their website, theoca.co.uk, so you can listen to those. And they're supported by local web and app design company White October, so they've got a bit of a digital inclination in their past events. But this event, tomorrow, is a hand lettering workshop with Lawrence Davies. Lawrence Davies is a graphic designer who does chalkboard designs, and once I start listing them, you'll start recognising his work. He's designed chalkboards at the Rusty Bike and the Rickety Press, Anchor Inn, there we go, the Penny Drops, St Giles Cafe, the Oxford Pantry, Cafe Tarifa and the Jericho Cafe, amongst other things. He's got loads of things in London. I think he's also doing some for Joseph Perks when they open soon. So he's got loads of good work and they're really, really fun. You can spend hours looking at a chalkboard. Everything looks so different. Every time you go in, you think it's changed. It's just the same, just notice something else. It's going to be a 2-hour practical session which will explore typefaces and icons, and you'll be able to create your own hand lettering work to take home at the end of the night. So it's £10, but that does include the materials to make your own little sign. And it's going to be 7:30 to 9:30 at the St Aldic's Tavern on Thursday.
That sounds awesome. Well, cool event.
If only we were more creative, we could go along.
Now, we've got not one but two outdoor Shakespeares this week. As well as King Lear at the Bod Quad, there is Julius Caesar at Said Rooftop Amphitheatre. This is put on by Don't Hate the Players, and we've got a couple of reviews on our website at the moment. It's set in the near future with the protagonists in cheap suits as squabbling cabinet politicians, and our reviewer Jeremy Dennis described the production as savagely contemporary. Also, what better setting than a Roman play in a rooftop amphitheatre? I think it's going to be awesome.
And quite a modern looking one as well. It sort of works very well with a kind of futuristic concept.
Yeah, I really think it would. It's already been on for a week and it's got another week to go until Saturday the 26th, so check it out.
If you want more Shakespeare outdoors, if you don't want to go see King Lear, Julius Caesar, why not look on Daily Info, because there surely will be another Shakespeare of the Week.
As well as outdoor Shakespeare, there are loads of other events on Daily Info, as well as reviews of all the latest theatre and music.
You can also advertise or find a job or a room on Daily Info.
Now some music for the weekend, Anais.
Music for Friday night from Sanchez, who is one of the biggest names apparently in dancehall and reggae fusion, and he is performing a special one-off performance at the O2 Academy here in Oxford on Friday, which will be his first show in the UK in over a decade.
Wow.
So Sanchez has a career that spans more than 20 years, in which he recorded 29 albums. That's more than an album per year. He's amazing. His music is the exact kind of stuff you want to be listening to on a chilled out summer night, ideally with a cocktail on the beach, but we'll have to settle for with a pint at the O2. The gig does start at 10 o'clock though, so you can get a lot of your evening sun and then go along extend the kind of summery atmosphere. Over the last few years, Sanchez has concentrated on producing work, but his website also says he loves cooking and fashion designing, so he's a man of many talents. It sounds, you know, like an ideal man, really. And if you want some classic, good reggae, dancehall, soul music, Sanchez is your man. He's going to be performing from 10 p.m, if you can stay up that late, at the O2 Academy on Friday.
Or if you'd like to listen to 24 teenage guitarists, you can go to St John the Evangelist Church. The National Youth Guitar Ensemble are going to be playing with Vida, who are a guitar quartet who are world-renowned for playing chamber music. And there's a review on Daily Info from the time they previously played in Oxford, which is actually a quote that's also on their homepage.
Ah.
RVO said of them, for their age, the young musicians were really outstanding. The pieces played were diverse and complicated, ranging from beautiful to playful, and were all pulled off with great skill. They're going to be performing with Vida at St John the Evangelist on Friday at 7:30. Tickets are £10 and £8 concessions.
Maybe you can write a review and get your strapline on their homepage. Hey, anyone can do it.
Comedy.
Comedy for the weekend. On Saturday, there's some comedy at the Glee Club, so lots of comedians are off to Edinburgh the next week, but this Friday could be your last chance to see some of them before they go. Doors open from 7:15 with an 8 p.m. start, and the lineup includes Jimmy McGee, Charlie Baker, Mark Olver and Ian Stone. So Mark Olver is a notable warm-up artist for TV shows. I've never been to a live recording of a TV show, but I would like to if this man's going to do some warming up. He's also compared for gigs all over the UK and supported Lee Mack and Russell Howard on tour. Charlie Baker is a musical comedy artist we've featured on the Oxcast before with his show Baker's Dozen, where he reimagines the best songs over the last 12 years in different styles to the ones they originally recorded in, which sounded really good. And then Jimmy McGee is the youngest comedian. He's gigged all over the world. He's gone all over Southeast Asia. He's really popular in Australia and here as well. And he has also supported Chris Addison and Simon Bird on their tour. So who they support kind of gives you an idea of what they do. Stand-up comedy is kind of a long game, and it can take a while to break from one circuit to another, but it could happen at any time. So you could pay £15 to see these guys on Saturday, and then next year they'll be at the new and you'll have to pay £30 or £40 to see them. So get in early, why not? They're going to be from 7:15 p.m. on Saturday at the Glee Club.
Now, my next event is now in its sixth year and it's back for the summer. Quest of the Arboretum. It's a geocaching treasure hunt. Basically, you use a GPS unit, or presumably also your phone these days, and you follow coordinates through the Arboretum in Newnham Courtney to find boxes or geocaches filled with puzzles, facts and hands-on activities about trees and physics and all those stuff like that. It was developed by the physics department in association with the Arboretum, and it's a great way of engaging with the surroundings, and also everyone loves a treasure hunt, I think.
Yes, it's essentially just a really technologically advanced treasure hunt.
A geeky tree treasure hunt. It's on every day of the summer until the end of August, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, which is basically the Arboretum hours, and it's free with entry to the Arboretum.
And it might just get you into geocaching, which is something you can do all over the place, any time of the day. So if it sounds interesting to you, this is actually a real-life phenomenon outside of trees.
Also, if you're interested in trees, the Daily Info map at the moment has a special section about remarkable trees.
Now, Orla, we haven't talked about a festival yet. I'm getting festival withdrawal.
Getting nervous.
Give me another one.
Halfway to 75 Festival. This is the one for the weekend. It's at the Isis Farmhouse, and it's from 1 to 11 p.m. It's Americana and Roots, featuring Ward Thomas, Nick Cope, The Knights of Mentis, Empty White Circle, Swindlestock, Jess Roberts, and many more. There's also a pop-up cookery school and Cotswold beer, and it's in such a beautiful setting. Meadow,
lovely.
Pub, ice lock, beautiful. Full-day tickets are now sold out. Evening tickets are £7 online or from truck store, and they're going fast, and make sure you get them. And for the full lineup and more information, go to halfwayto75.com. That's 2TO7575.
On to the beginning of the coming week, and Buddy, the West End musical telling the story of Buddy Holly's rise to fame and the birth of rock and roll, returns to the New Theatre from Monday to Saturday this coming week. I think the show manages to make it back to the New every season, so we assume it's an absolute crowd pleaser.
Is this just your script from last time?
This is not, no. I did new research. I've got a fresh new angle on it. The show is full of quips and energy, and reviews are saying that Glenn Joseph, who plays Buddy, is really stealing the show, and audiences can expect to be on their feet singing and dancing by the end. The reason that the musical is on tour again this year is because it's the 25th anniversary since its conception and its first run on the West End. And it's been running pretty much since then, but they need to make a big deal about the fact that they've reached another year. And unlike many other jukebox musicals, it's actually more of a biographical musical that explores Buddy Holly's life and the sort of timeline of the hits, rather than just shoehorning in random hits with bits of plot.
Kind of like the Jersey Boys then.
Like the Jersey Boys, but with Buddy Holly and his friends. And Buddy Holly's fame was short-lived, but his music has lived on with his fans ever since. And you can enjoy said music in the Buddy Holly musical. It's 7:30 p.m. Monday to Saturday at the New Theatre.
We're also sending along a reviewer on opening night, so there'll be a review up from Tuesday.
Finally, the last event of the week is going to be Tuesday from 7 till 9. This is the Oxford Worker Cooperative's meetup. Not the catchiest title. They're meeting up at the old music hall on Cowley Road. So the Oxford Worker Cooperative meetup meet monthly on the last Tuesday of the month. And they are a group that get together to sort of network and help each other. There's lots of co-ops in and around Oxford. If you have any questions as to what they are, if you want to set one up yourself, this meetup group wants to answer all your questions and get co-ops to meet together and help each other. Some of Oxford's cooperatives include the Oxford Printmakers, the West Mill Wind Farm, the Broken Spoke Co-op and Cultivated Food Co-op amongst others, and there's plenty more. If you want to find out more about cooperatives, then you should head along to the Old Music Hall, 7 to 9pm, the last Tuesday of the month, that's the 29th of July this month, and meet the Oxford Worker Cooperatives Group.
Now, as always, there are more events and more about any of these events on dailyinfo.co.uk.
We've also got plenty of reviews. You can post your own review for anything that you've been to, that you've enjoyed or not enjoyed in Oxford.
We've just made an update to the website as well, so you can now put even more photos on than you could on your ads before, and the mobile site is swanky and new and lovely and shiny, and let us know what you think.
You can let us know what you think on Twitter, @dailyinfooxford, or by liking our Facebook page, search for Daily Info Oxford.